Welcome back. It's time for season 3. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Of ATA Nation, welcome back to the ATA Nation podcast. This is episode number 87, and we're back. Okay, we take the summer times off. It's just the easiest way to do things with world championships and all that kind of stuff. My name is Senior Master Zach Hayden, and I'm excited to be back with you for season 3, is what I'm calling this, of the ATA Nation podcast. We've got kind of a flow we're working now where we do all year. We skip December usually, and then we skip the summer months, and that'll kind of be a season each year. Super excited. Let's hit, before we get into our guest interview, and I've already got interviews all lined up, all kinds of great stuff for this season of the podcast. But before that, let's just do a little recap of what happened over the summer. We had an amazing world championships. We had district championships before that. That seems like it's been forever ago, but it was just recently. And then the ATA World Championships in Phoenix, Arizona. And I don't know about you guys, but it was another amazing time down there with the 117 degree temperatures. Were just wonderful. The self-driving cars, I took a couple rides in that cool self-driving car down there in Phoenix. But all kinds of excitement. We've got some great new training we got to do, introduction of some new, version 2.0 of some black belt weapons. We've got the ATA Max continues. Testing of some of our awesome 8th degrees to become 9th degrees, and we had some of those guys interviewed last season on the podcast. The master ceremony, one of my favorite things always in Sangam Taekwondo is to witness the master ceremony. I just love it. I think it's just so inspiring to watch these individuals, and the ceremony is just so neat to me. The ATA HU Lee Songom Cup, which was super cool. I was lucky enough. I don't know if you guys caught it, but online we did a live broadcast of that, and I thought it turned out pretty awesome. If you haven't seen that, go check it out on the ATA's Facebook page. Let me know what you thought of it. Okay, we tried something new this year. That I was invited to come check that out or give that a try, and I thought it worked really well. Let me know what you guys thought. Maybe they'll let me continue and work to improve that. So all kinds of great podcast episodes coming up. I got some neat people lined up to talk to. Today, we're going to start with an interview with Mr. Kevin Wallace, who is a new ATA ambassador and one of the team members for the ATA Max instructor program there as well. So let's get right to that interview.
Special guest interview.
Hey, Mr. Kevin Walls, how are you, sir?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I am fantastic. We've all just gotten back from world championships, got a little time to relax and get back to the schools. How was your time at Worlds?
It was fabulous. Due to what I compete in, I got to pretty much compete almost every day, and competing not only individual events but also in team events as well, getting to do team sparring, Team ATA USA national team sparring, as well as one team I'm on for the team demo in sync with Mr. Paez. He helped me achieve my first world title in team sync weapons, so I'm really excited for that.
That is fantastic. Congratulations. Well, before continue on talking about kind of some of the things you're involved in and stuff like that, let's roll back the clock and tell us how you got involved in martial arts.
I feel like this is a pretty common answer, but I love Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, that kind of thing growing up. And there was a time, I think I was about 7 years old back in 2008, and I was slipping on, you're not supposed to do this, this isn't something we should be doing, but I was flipping on the couch and just trying to do, karate things wherever I could. Mom was like, you need to go to karate. So it was when I actually grew up in Texas, and that's when Master Turner used to teach with Victory Martial Arts back in Texas. And that was the first school that I started training at.
Excellent. So you've kind of been with Master Turner this whole time?
Yes, pretty much so, yes.
That's fantastic. And now you are an instructor for him out there in New Jersey, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So not only that, you know, the Ninja Turtles thing is, you know, Power Rangers is a very common answer for a specific age demographic.
Right.
And you are now not only a martial artist, but part of the ATA Max kind of crew. Tell us about kind of what draws you to the extreme creative thing, and then a little bit about what ATA Max really is.
Definitely. I think when it comes to like, it's so amazing being part of that ATA Max pro instructor team with Mr. Raffle, and then of course Master Swazi, Master Turner have been doing such an amazing job of running that program. I remember when he was talking about creating it, and I was like super excited. I couldn't wait for it to come out, and being a part of it now is really something special, especially because, you know, growing up, I would watch Master Swazi, Master Turner do their tricking videos, and even some, like, I don't want to say older school competitors, but some people like Mr. Van Eck and Mr. Peterson at the time, I would watch them growing up, and I was like, man, I want to be able to, like, not just compete like that, but to also train and teach with you know, that kind of high-level competition, and I get to do that today, and it's amazing.
That's super cool. So what would you tell somebody who, you know, kind of sees you guys, you know, sees some of these amazing tricks, sees you guys do these awesome flips, and they're just like, you know what, I'm never going to be able to do ATA Max. I shouldn't even try. What would you tell, you know, a young student who is maybe thinking that inside?
That's a really good question. And I know that this kind of sounds funny to say, but I mean, I've had moments when I walk into a ring when I was younger, and just taking some names like either Braden Meyer or Mr. Daniel Rivera, they're like, you know, doing their warm-ups, which their warm-ups are like not warm-ups to anybody else, just like their flips are so insanely clean and good. And I've walked in the ring before. I was like, man, these guys are good. Like I'm a little nervous, but I think I'm actually I was actually watching doing some study material a little bit on the podcast, and I think it was Libby Wilcox. She said it perfectly, like, you just gotta do it. That, you know, it's something where, especially when it came to the gathering and a lot of seminars, it's super amazing to see not only instructors doing it and students, but even people that have never done extreme or creative before. And they're doing it not just for their school, but to get a better understanding of it. And then a lot of those people that I've gotten the chance to train with, teach and talk to, they actually did extreme and creative for like the first time at World Championships. And they were super excited to do it, you know, win or lose, but they were super excited to try something new.
Yes, sir. Well, I was lucky enough to actually, I got to judge Miss Wilcox's TOC ring for Extreme
awesome,
and Creative. Yeah. She won a title. And let me tell you, just the way she looked, the performance, the presentation that she gave versus a lot of the other competitors, it was just another level. And I really think that is from, you know, diving into the ATA Max curriculum, going to the gathering to really understand what it is, because so many people think it's just flipping around. And it's that attitude. It's that performance. It's the confidence that you have when you do the performance that really makes such a huge difference. Don't you think?
I absolutely agree that, you know, something about from a judge's perspective as well, that it's the overall performance that truly does matter in that division, that, you know, you could walk in there and do 12 backflips, but without your martial arts, without the confidence, without, you know, proper introduction, using confident tone, even your posture, that makes a big difference in your performances. And it's something that, especially due to the ATA Max curriculum, that we're seeing, I think, a lot more of like incline of not just people that want to trick, but also even traditional martial artists that are taking their confidence and their abilities to the next level and putting it into creative extreme.
Yes, sir. What would you say to a parent who really has no idea what the, you know, obviously their kid is like, hey, I want to flip and trick and I want to, you know, scream more, you know, in my stuff. But the parent's like, you know, whatever. It's just another, I'm going to have to pay more money. What's the benefit for a parent for their kid doing something like the ATA Max program?
I would say one of the biggest benefits is not only, I think, does it take what they take with like what they learn in the traditional style of martial arts and in their style of Taekwondo and bring it to another level. But I can't name maybe one student or not just in my school, but in schools that I've seen around Jersey and with some of my friends that teach. And I can't name one person that hasn't improved some level of confidence and, you know, I would say even self-respect for their training by, you know, even just trying out, you know, Extreme Creative at even one tournament. And they were like, man, I actually like that. That was pretty fun. And I'm always like, well, I told you it would be great. But, you know, they always, it's cool to see that as well. Like the, especially when parents see like, wow, like they did a lot better than I thought they were going to do. And, you know, win, lose, you know, even if they drop their weapon or if they went for a flip and like fell to the knee when they were supposed to, but they gave it their all and they performed it. That's what ATA Max is all about too.
Yeah. I think it just, I think it scares so many people in the, you know, idea of having to come up with my own stuff, you know, figuring out my own material. And I think the ATA Max curriculum, the way it's broken down, it does such a nice job of giving you, you know, a skeleton to lay the foundations on. Would you talk a little bit about that? Because I see the other people who just like create something completely on their own and don't have any format. And you can just tell that there's a difference between like a completely unscripted, like I just made this thing up, but it doesn't fit a kind of a format, a proven system.
Right. I think that's, you know, that's a really good concept to talk about, especially when it comes to Creative Extreme. I've had this conversation with Mr. Raffle, in Phoenix too, that, you know, there is a certain formula. And one thing that, Matt Suozzi said it very, very well at the ATA Max gathering is that when instructors are teaching the curriculum and, you know, everybody's got different life skills in their school and, you know, not everybody is exactly on this exact same curriculum just because everybody has their own, you know, thing when it comes to their teaching them their style or school. But one thing he talked about a lot was that, you know, if, you know, it says respect on this planner, but you're on the belief part, then, you know, run that belief part. And, you know, when they are putting their forms together, they don't have to go, you know, what if the combo says because of the format and the progression of tricks as well. They can make a really neat style form, even if it doesn't have the most difficult moves in it, but because they have that right progression or right, what's the word, format for the routine.
Yes, sir. I often tell my students, I have a family member who is in the like movie making business, and you got to like learn the format of what a good movie is before you can do any like breaking the format. You know, most movies, right. People, he's said before that they want to go out and like new movie makers want to go out and just destroy the format and try something new. And those movies are awful. No one wants to see them. they want the movies that are on the format or just a little bit off the format, you know? And that's kind of what we want to think about when it comes to the ATA Max curriculum. And they do such a great job of teaching you that format in there as well.
Definitely. Definitely. And it's like, I've always, you know, there's part of it that's like, man, that'd be really cool to like be in a fight scene for like a Netflix series or in a, like a Marvel or DC movie. Mm-hmm. And I always think about that. I'm like, I can't imagine like the other work that goes into that besides just, oh, you know what? That's a cool fight scene. That's going to make the movie great. There's all that other stuff that goes into it too as well.
Yes, sir. Well, so in addition to the ATA Max, you were teaching at World Championships and stuff. They announced you're one of the cool new ATA ambassadors. Yes. So you've got another new gig going on.
Yeah, I'm super stoked for it. The fact that, you know, along with a lot of the other members that were hand selected, it's something that when I first heard of like ambassadorship for the ATA, if I'm completely honest, it wasn't something that I necessarily saw in my years of martial arts and even like into the future from a couple years ago. But, you know, when the opportunity came up and I got the email that just read at the top, congratulations, ATA brand ambassador. I was like, what? It's kind of surreal even right now, but I'm super excited to, you know, take not only work with the ATA Max at all the national and world events, but to now have a platform. And the ATA is, it's again, one of the best organizations of martial arts in the entire world. And being an ambassador with them, it's super exciting. I'm super honored to be part of that position. And I can't wait to see what comes next.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing your cool face on all kinds of marketing things and, you know, social media and stuff. And then I always think it's fun to follow the ambassadors on, you know, social media and stuff just to see what they're doing, how they're training. You know, because it's nice to see people outside of our own schools, you know, and you know, our students get inspired by different individuals. They go to world championships and see you guys compete. They, you know, the same way that I looked up to, you know, some of the guys getting, you know, grandmaster and stuff these days, you guys are inspiring to those students these days. So congratulations. It's super awesome.
Thank you.
Before we wrap up here, what would you, you know, we're looking kind of at the 2023-2024 tournament season, kind of going into the second half of this year, calendar year. What advice would you give to a student, you know, who might be, you know, like unsure what they're doing right now? They're just in a little bit of a crossroads in their martial arts training, and they're just not sure what, you know, what to do. Do you have any advice? What do you tell your students when they're a little bit down like that?
I actually talk about, and especially when it comes to not just leadership class, but a lot of classes just in general about, you know, you never want to be stuck, right? You never want to be in that moment when not necessarily you're bored of martial arts, but where you feel like you can't grow, I would say, like more, like maybe either as quick or as much as you want. But I mean, my instructor, Master Trainer, says it, you know, the best, that, you know, you want to try to get 1% better every day. And, you know, in that concept, you know, you may not, I know even last night, I think it was at the school till like, I don't know, 11:30 last night, just, you know, going against like people like Mr. Raffle and Mr. Rivera, Mr. Law, you know, those big names there. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm doing two moves, like a chop and a punch. And I'm thinking, how come I'm frustrated and working on these two moves so much? But sometimes that's just what's needed in training. And eventually when you keep pushing yourself, and I would say even, you know, focusing on that 1%, it opens up, you know, many different doors, I would say, whether it's, you know, trying something new on sparring or even just into the extreme creative side of martial arts as well, too. I think, you know, as long as you focus on that, you know, 1% getting better, I think you'll always continue to grow.
That sounds great. And I'm guessing it's all worth it when you get a cool world title like your Team Sync.
Yeah, it's really special, too. I mean, I think I said it in a post, too, that I'm super excited that my first world title was a team title. And of course, you know, growing up, I always was saying, man, that extreme title would be so great. And now getting to be part of different sparring teams, like last year I was with certain Team USA members like Mr. Rowan and Mr. Lewis and that sparring team there as well, and getting to fight with them and Team USA, and going into Team Sync with Mr. Paez, also a phenomenal competitor and martial artist. The fact that I can share that with somebody and that world title experience, it means a lot.
It does. You know, it's a really neat thing that's developed in the ATA over the last 10 years or so with the team sparring, and then the, you know, Team Sync, demo team, and that growing as well. You know, when I was coming up through, martial arts was entirely an individual activity. You know, mm-hmm. And you had your friends at the school, and you had people who would come and cheer for you in top 10. But, man, you know, the team aspect is just a great add-on. You know, it's just an extra that just has made, I think, the ATA even better.
Yeah, so especially Team Demo and Sync. I remember just like watching older videos of like when we had like the ATA ESPN competitions, mm-hmm. and like how there used to be maybe like two team sync teams and like maybe like two demo teams. They would always go head to head. And now that, like, it was crazy standing there lined up with all the demo teams and sync and looking left and right. And there's like at least 50 plus people on the mat that are competing in this. And it's super excited. I think it's great to see it grow. And I'm glad even people who are watching, not just the parents and families of the teams that were competing, got to see that. But the fact that, you know, and I think I tell this to my students too, is that when you perform, that your goal is try to get everybody in that area to watch you and to see that level of performance. And it was something that's unforgettable too. It's great.
Yeah, just the energy level there when you're in an event like that is just a lot of fun. So, well, I want to thank you, Mr. Walls, for your time today, for your dedication to ATA Nation through helping with the ATA Max, through being an ambassador. Good luck. I know you just tested for fifth degree, so I know you're anxiously waiting those results from ATA.
Yes, everybody's like, very much.
When
so.
Will they come? any last words for our listeners and viewers today?
No, I don't think so. I love what you're doing since your match with Aiden with, you know, the ATA Nation podcast. It's cool as, you know, an ambassador that this got to be one of my kind of like first little things to do officially as an ambassador too as well. And I'm glad I got to be on this podcast. It's great. I love everybody that was on it and what you're doing here. It's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We really appreciate your time. Take care, and we'll see you out in Pittsburgh for Nationals.
Of course, absolutely.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
We want to again thank Mr. Walls for taking the time out of his busy schedule, instructing, getting all that stuff going, for being on the podcast today. Really awesome interview. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's look around the ATA Nation, see what's going on. You might have seen on social media already, you can already start registering for Fall Nationals. So, can't wait to see you guys in Pittsburgh. Love the Pittsburgh facility. Love going out to Pittsburgh for Nationals. Make sure you get registered right away. That's starting right now. This weekend, I will be at a tournament in Hammond, Indiana. Hammond, Indiana, for a Class B tournament where I'm excited. The Mrs. Coglanese asked me to come out and help live broadcast on the radio some team sparring. So that's going to be fun. There's some other events going on this weekend. One in New Jersey. That's another Class B. There's a Class A in Allen, Texas. The following weekend, you can find me in South Bend. We've got our Class A in South Bend. We're doing team sparring Friday night. And then the weekend after that, there's a Class A in Las Vegas hosted by ATA, ATA International. There is a Class B in Littleton, Colorado, August 11th and 12th. Also, August 12th, down the Space Coast, you can do a Class B down there. California's got a Class B with Master Gast. Georgia's got a Class B, and then Senior Master Rosa has a Class B as well on August 26th in Memphis, Tennessee. So make sure you head over to, that's just August. We got a ton of stuff in September. You know, it really starts to roll those great tournaments in September. We got some A's in Pittsburgh with the Kaminskis. We've got an A in California, in Missouri with Master Shank, Illinois with Master Wade, Arizona with Chief Master Langren Lee. We've got another Class A in South Bend, which I'll be at for with the Berkeys. All kinds of great stuff. Make sure you check out the Class Bs, the Class As, and the training camps coming up as well. I know out Region 119 has their big camp August 25th through the 27th. It looks like Region 109 is having their big training camp September 22nd through the 23rd. I'll be a part of the one for Region 102 East. We are having ours October 6th through the 8th. And then December 1st through the 3rd, Region 106 has their training. So make sure you check all of those out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Last but certainly not least today, guys, I'm doing something new this season on the podcast. Every podcast episode, I'm going to be sending out to our insiders, our community members, a special kind of digital collectible thing, kind of a trading card. I want to do trading cards. I think they're so cool. So we're going to do some digital trading cards, and I'm going to send that to anybody who's got our membership card. So all you have to do, it's like less than $2 to get a membership card. And I had to put a price on it just so a bunch of bots didn't grab them. And all you have to do is go to ATAMA, like martial arts, ATAMA.ninja/uncut, UNCUT, okay, uncut. And grab one of the membership cards right there. And then next week, I will be dropping anybody who's got one of the membership cards will get a trading card with Mr. Walls on it, okay? He's going to be the first one for this season. He's going to be an exclusive trading card, first one. So if there are only like, you know, 10 members out there, there will only be 10 of these cards. That's all we'll have. He'll be super rare. So if you want to go check that out, I think it'd be super fun. Like I said, less than $2 to grab one of those. ATAMA.ninja/uncut. It also just, you know, I mean, it's not really going to help much support the podcast because $2 a thing isn't really, you know, going to buy me more equipment or whatnot. But I think it's a lot of fun. So Until next time, ATA Nation, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Secret part. So guys, definitely check out getting one of those community member cards, because I want to do these trading cards for all the episodes. I think it's going to be super cool. I want to, you know, kind of collect them all, that kind of thing. You might be able to trade them, get others, whatnot. I think it's cool. Who do you want to hear on the podcast this season? I've got some great interviews lined up already, but I would love to hear your feedback. Let me know. Okay, guys, take care.